are listening to Gospel Radio. This is WJFP. Fort Pierce. West Palm Beach. Cocoa. Melbourne. And Vero Beach. Broadcasting all over the world on WJFP.com.
Somebody say it tonight.
Radio Land. We're Pentecostal Holiness Church, located at 2611 Avenue I in Fort Pierce, Florida, with our Bishop Ernest Burke and Assistant Pastor Queen Burke. Our order of service, Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Following Sunday school, we have noonday service. And on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., we have Bible study, getting into God's Word. Come out and join us. And Wednesday morning, we're here at the radio station, 91.1 WJFP at 9:30 a.m. And on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., we have terror service, praying and sending our timber up to God. And after terror service, we have a few words from our bishop.
Praise the Lord, everyone, out there at Radio Land and everywhere. God bless you. We love you. We are Pentecost Holiness coming to you from 2611 Avenue I with our own Bishop, Ernest Burke. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for sparing our life once again, Lord. We thank you for all you have done for us, Lord, and keeping your arms around us, Lord. Right here in Fort Pierce, the city of Fort Pierce, Lord. Look down on your ministers, all of your apostles, Lord, your pastors, your bishop, all the congregation, peoples, all peoples, Lord. Look down on them and have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Touch your young peoples, Lord. Oh, God, give them a mind to seek after you, Lord. Touch their minds so they will seek after you, Lord. We don't want to lose our young peoples. Oh, God, we don't want to lose them to drugs and all different, the enemy. Oh, Lord, we don't want to lose them. And God, just bless them and save them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. In the hands of Bishop Burke.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're just so happy and grateful. Lord. Just to be on the line of radio one more time, mm-hmm. speaking the words of
yes,
the Lord.
Lord. Yes.
We're just so happy.
Amen.
I'm so thank grateful Lord. Today just to be here.
Amen.
Giving God the praise, the glory, and honor, and all respect because Amen. He is worthy to be glorified.
Yes.
Today, we got a message for you today. We want to tell you today, who Jesus come on the earth for. And so we're going to the book of St. Luke, 19 and 10. That, if I had a text, that's what I'd be saying today.
It reads, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost."
See, that's what Jesus came here on this earth to do. To seek and save that which is lost.
Amen.
Okay. Let's go to the book of St. Luke.
Mm-hmm. 15 and 1. It reads, "Then drew unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribe mumble, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." And he spake this parable. You want to
read? Yeah, go ahead on.
Saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he have found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than the 99 just person, which need no repentance."
See, a lot of us, we want to get in a church with a bunch of saved people and preach to them. But the Lord Jesus was kind of auction for that. He would go out and preach to those that which are lost. He comes to seek and save that which is lost.
Amen.
You know, heaven lights up over just one sinner gets saved.
That
you think about if 3,000 souls got saved under Peter's ministry, and you just think about one soul gets saved, all the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner get saved. We're moving over to the St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and start at the 10th verse.
Ninth and tenth. It reads, excuse me. "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with sinners, publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick."
They that are whole don't need a doctor.
Mm-mm.
But sick people need a doctor.
Read. "But go ye and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
See, Jesus didn't come here to call a righteous person. If you're right, he didn't come here to call you. Just keep on living right.
Amen.
But who he come for? Sinners to repentance. That's what Jesus came here for.
Amen.
A lot of people, they don't really understand
sinners to
what
repentance.
Jesus came here for. Let's go to the book of
Romans.
Romans 3.
And 23. It reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin."
For the remission of sin.
"That are past."
That are past. Jesus had to shed his blood for the remission of our sin. Get into Jesus shedding his blood for the remission of our sin. We got to go to the book of Revelation. We want to start at 1 and 5. And we have 1 and 5 and verse 6.
Relax.
And kind of cool down a little bit there. I just want to.
1 and 5 and 6.
I want to try to get this over to you about Jesus had to shed his blood for the remission of sin.
Verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the king of the earth, unto him that loves us and washes us from our sin in his own blood.
See that? That's why Jesus That's why Jesus had to go
Thank you, Lord.
That's why Jesus had to shed his blood on Calvary Hill. That blood, it don't never lose that power. That blood, that shedded blood, can save a sinner from his sin. He washes us in his own blood. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. That's why he had to have the blood. The blood is life.
The blood.
The only way he could give us life through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to go back to you, Sukrina. Then I'm going to get on a little more.
Go back. What about?
You want to talk?
Oh, I'll just read a little bit more. And they have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Oh, yes, that's so wonderful.
That's so good.
He's so good to us. He came to save sinners. He came that the sinner might repent. My God. He give us time and time again. Go ahead on.
Well, let's go to 1 Timothy 1 and 15. Now, this is Paul telling about his life. Well, this is Paul's life. A lot of people are talking about Paul, but there's a lot more you can talk about Paul. There's a lot more you can say about Paul.
1 Timothy what?
1 and 15. See what Paul said.
1 and 15.
I just want you to watch this and see what Paul got to say.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I am chief.
If you know what a chief means. Paul was the chief of sinners.
My God.
He persecuted the church. Everyone that would call upon Jesus, he'd take them out and beat them. Pray. He was the chief of the sinners. He said, guess what? God saved the chief.
Saved the chief.
Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
That's
Paul
right.
Paul said, whom I was a chief. And God
Thank
saved
you, Jesus.
The chief. This is hard, and Paul worked for the devil. He worked 10 times
harder for God. Amen.
For the devil.
Amen.
Once turned him from a persecutor into a preacher of righteousness. Praise him. Praise him.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Got something more to say on that?
Yes, Lord, and Chief. Paul, I tell you, he was a chosen vessel.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
My God, he didn't know that at first. But Paul, I tell you, he was a man of God. The books I have read and what he wrote, and most of the time he was not free. He was imprisonment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just thank God for his word. Thank God for everybody.